From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A judge who was trying leaders of the extremist Cambodian regime, the Khmer Rouge, has quit. The German judge was presiding over a United Nations tribunal, but he says Cambodian officials have been obstructing efforts to investigate Khmer Rouge crimes, crimes that include the murder of up to 2 million Cambodians between 1975 and 79. Khmer Rouge victims are skeptical both about the prospects for justice at the tribunal and about the UN's involvement in it. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Phnom Penh.
Next to the Khmer Rouge Tribunal Courthouse on the outskirts of the capital is a small prison. Locked up inside are the remaining four members of the Khmer Rouge's ruling Central Committee. They're all in their 70s or 80s, and the court is hurrying to put them on trial before they die. Prime Minister Hun Sen, himself a former Khmer Rouge regimental commander, has spoken out publicly against any further prosecutions, saying they would be divisive. This made things difficult for Judge Siegfried Blunk, whose job it is to investigate cases before they go to trial. But, says court spokesman Lars Olsen, Blunk tried his best to remain impartial.
He had assumed his duties, assuming that the reported statements by the Prime Minister last year about not allowing further cases to move forward was not reflective of the general Cambodian government's policy.
Critics accused Blunk of caving in to government pressure and dropping the tribunal's investigations. Blunk submitted his resignation to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Since its first hearings nearly 4 years ago, the tribunal has made judicial history by allowing victims to seek small symbolic reparations from Khmer Rouge leaders. At a temple in central Kampong Chenang province, activists are handing out applications for more victims to participate, even though further cases may never go to trial. High school teacher Kuen Nguyen, who lost his parents to the Khmer Rouge, complains that victims are getting little help from the Cambodian government or the UN.
We see that the authorities are lax in their management. They have no arrangement to provide information to the victims. They are not helping them to apply to be civil parties at the tribunal.
One civil party, American-trained lawyer Terry Seng, was orphaned by the Khmer Rouge.
I am making personal direct charges, holding them responsible for the deaths of my father, of my mother, for the fact that they imprisoned me for 5 to 6 months as a child.
Seng is helping to organize fellow victims, but she says that the government is barring victims from arguing their own cases and excluding others from the proceedings. She says that this has degraded the quality of the victims' participation.
The quality of it has just spiraled downward and to a quality where I have a hard time accepting whether I should continue to be in this process or not.
Nobody is disputing that the tribunal's scope must be limited. Its mandate, after all, is only to go after the most senior, most responsible Khmer Rouge leaders. What victims and their lawyers object to is that the government appears to be dictating those limits to the tribunal. German lawyer Zilke Studzinski, who also represents Khmer Rouge victims, says that political interference in the tribunal is undermining efforts to establish the rule of law in Cambodia.
How can this be a model for national courts when a prime minister has the right to order a court? That is a very bad example for Cambodia and for also for the legacy of this court.
Terry Seng says that the Cambodian government has outmaneuvered the UN and put its authority in question. But she says it doesn't have to be that way.
The international community has a lot of weight that it is not using out of really apathy, out of arrogance, out of just lack of concern.
After Vietnamese troops drove the Khmer Rouge from power in 1979, Cambodia was the site of a Cold War proxy battle. China, with U.S. backing, shielded the Khmer Rouge, while the Soviet Union and Vietnam backed the National Salvation Front, including Hun Sen. So while many Cambodians feel the UN and the international community bear some responsibility for their country's fate, they also wouldn't be too surprised if foreign powers turn a blind eye and let the remaining Khmer Rouge leaders off the hook. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Phnom Penh.